Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb on your Tuesday. Glad you could be with us. Again, the Monday night doubleheader is in the books. We look ahead to week three, but we more importantly look ahead to the good of the day. Go ahead. Take it away.
Well, okay. I'm going to preface it this way. This good was a bad, but then I found a better bad, and then I found a silver lining to this story, so now it's good.
I love it. I love it. Where are we going?
Well, if called upon, Tony, mm-hmm. Winnie the Pooh, Baloo, Little John, and the entire Country Bear Jamboree were ready to defend their home at Disney World.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I saw this.
If you didn't see this, apparently a black bear was spotted in the Magic Kingdom, closing down half the park.
They had a black bear in a tree at the Magic Kingdom, and you're right. And what I want to know is, what behind-the-scenes access did he have to the park, and can I use it?
Exactly.
Like, he got into the park for free.
Yeah.
They didn't even charge the bear. They didn't ask for ID. They didn't make him go through the magic band turnstile.
Is there a back gate that just routinely is left open?
The bear just went um-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum. Walked right in.
Is there a hole in the fence somewhere?
Yeah. How did a bear get in the Magic Kingdom?
Because I'm going to assume this, right? I know how Disneyland works, and Disneyland's right dead smack in the middle of a city, so it's very easy. But there is a huge fence. And then that fence is not your stereotypical chain link fence. It's a very, very high wall.
It's supposed to trap in the magic.
Yeah. Well, also and keep the riffraff out. They don't want people trying to getting in for free.
Right.
So there is no easy access to get in. And I'm just wondering, how did this bear did it scale a wall, or is it not surrounded by a moat like Disneyland?
Well, so. Here's the story for those of you out there who don't know. So when Walt Disney built Disneyland, he built it on an orange grove out in the middle of nowhere, California.
Yes.
And he didn't buy all the land around it.
No.
So once people realized what he was doing and what he was building, boom, here come the hotels. Here comes the third. These are all third party things, right? The restaurants, all that stuff that surrounded it. So
technical term for them now, Tony, is good neighbor.
That's
hotels.
Right. Good neighbor hotels. That's right. That's right. So he realized, oh, like I wanted to take people to like a magical place where they could get away from the world, but the world is right over there. So when he bought land in Florida, he was using a dummy company, and he was buying up swamp land in the middle of Central Florida that nobody really wanted. And he had to make a dummy company because if obviously they knew that Disney was buying it, they would up their prices. So he bought acres and acres and acres and acres and acres and acres and acres of land. In fact, he has land the size of like San Francisco.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
So when he built the Magic Kingdom, he built the Magic Kingdom, and in order to get there, you drive to a parking lot, and then you have to take a train even further into the land to get to the park or a boat. So it's not surrounded by high walls because it's really inaccessible unless you're on the property. So for me, like me and you, if we wanted to sneak onto the Magic Kingdom, it'd be very difficult because we'd have to get into the property somehow and then sneak around in various places that are not going to let us access to anyway. But somehow a bear living in the woods nearby just went bum, 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 and just kind of made his way through, finagled his way through the trees onto the road. Into the trees, back onto the road, into the trees, and into the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, he's probably there for the churros. The smell of the churros will draw everyone far and wide.
Like, what if they didn't catch this thing? Like, what if they didn't realize there was a bear in the tree?
Yeah, no, what if they didn't see it?
Somebody's just walking along from like Pirates of the Caribbean, and the bear just jumps out and has him as a delicious snack.
We just got done talking about that.
Right, exactly.
It could happen. But apparently this black bear was in a good mood.
He just went.
He just was there to hang out.
And they said, please leave. You don't have a ticket. You're trespassing. Yep. And he's like, so, well, you're really trespassing.
So
like, no.
The happy ending to this, other than other animals we've talked about in the past on the show, the happy ending to this is that bear was captured safely and then relocated to Akala National Forest.
Well done.
Where it can
live out
its days and talk about its time at Disney World.
Yeah, he's telling all the other bears. It's very high ticket prices. Some of the rides are overrated.
Lines were staggeringly long.
Yeah. Food's not that great.
Yeah.
But, some of the food is not bad.
But yeah. I'll tell you what. Them churros. Oh.
Churros are delicious.
That's some goodie. That'll draw me back is the churros. It's worth the, I don't know how far is the Akala National Forest to Disney World?
Well, I'm sure like an hour plus.
That's a long way. Bad. That's driving, though.
Right. Walking, forget it. Your days. Yeah, didn't they have the turkey leg kiosk open, so I didn't get to sample that.
Yeah, I know. It was too early. It was
too early. Too early for turkey
they
legs.
They weren't ready there.
Goodness gracious. But you know what they say? I don't know if this is true or not, but I've heard that the rides run all the time. They don't shut the rides down at night.
Yes, I've heard that too.
I don't know if this is true. This might be an urban legend. I don't know. So if you're the bear and you get in at night, you try to sneak on Pirates. You try to sneak on Haunted Mansion. Why not? Just see if it's running. Just walk in. See what happens.
No, I've heard that too. That it actually would cost more to turn off and turn on.
Yes.
Than it would be just to keep them running all the time. So they just keep them running all the time.
Yeah. So if you went there at like. If you were just somebody cleaning at 3 o'clock in the morning and you're like, I'm going to jump on the Pirates ride, it's running.
Now, I think the only thing that they do is I think they turn down the sound.
Yeah, they turn out. Yeah, they do that.
It's just volume down because
keep it rolling.
That would be annoying.
I wonder who found him? Like, how did they find him? Like, did they just like, did somebody walk? I'm wondering. I'm just picturing somebody. Walking around, seeing a bear in a tree,
do
and
they
just
not
freaking
have,
out.
Do they not have security cameras?
That's
there?
What I'm wondering. Do they catch it on security camera first?
Like somebody got fired.
Yeah, sure.
Like you didn't notice a black bear? Well, I just thought it was a man in a
That's
big
right.
coat.
It's That's right.
In the middle of summer in Florida, no one's wearing fur.
Like maybe you're right. Maybe deep down they saw it on camera and said, "Okay, obviously it was Sector 5. We've got a bear in the tree." Or did some worker go? Zippity doo dahs. What is that?
Zippity hey!
And then ran for his life as a bear is in a tree, all hungry, ready to pounce.
Then he goes, "There's a bear in the park. There's a bear in the park." And kids going, "Where's Winnie?"
Exactly. Oh God! Can you imagine? Like that is. Bears now freak me out. I'm going to be honest with you. Bears now scare me.
You know what freaks me out? And it was a picture I saw a couple of years ago, and it was these bears in Germany that lost their fur. Do you remember that?
Oh, no. I never saw that.
Oh, God.
They were like bear bears.
They were bear bears.
There you go.
And they are the freakiest looking things on the planet.
Oh, Jesus.
When you get a second, Google bear bears or, furless bear. I don't know what you want to call them. They're just... It's the stuff of nightmares.
They're scary, man. They're scary.
The fur actually makes them look cuddly. All right.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. They're not. They'll eat your insides. They'll eat you while you're alive.
Yes.
They'll eat your insides while you're. I'm not trying to gross people out, but that's how they kill you.
Saw the Revenant.
That's right. That's right. All right. What is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is. It's quick. We can fit it right here.
Okay.
The New York Times Sports Department ran its final sports section.
Oh, I know.
From its own sports desk.
Yeah.
They're giving that space up. They're giving their sports page up to The Athletic now.
I really love The Athletic. I'm a subscriber.
No, I'm a huge fan, too, but this is just for another reminder, it's the death of the newspaper.
I know.
Industry. It's
gone.
It's
really hard. It's really
I mean, you can't even subscribe. And I hate it. I hate it. I'll go to the New York Times. I'll see a story that I want to write, and it's like, oh, you get like, three lines into the article, and then that ad will pop up like, oh, you need to pay to read more. I'm like, no, I don't want to.
No, that's the biggest. You're right. That's one of the biggest problems is that people go, oh, look at that. Like you see an article, especially like one of those. Hey, you want to know what I saw an article on the Athletic about Jake Plummer. Apparently, he's a mushroom grower.
Yes.
And he believes in the power of mushrooms. And now I subscribe to the Athletic, so I had to log in with my account number, my account to read the article, which I did. But if I was a person that was like, oh, look, Jake Plummer, former quarterback of the Broncos and Arizona Cardinals, he's growing mushrooms. That's kind of cool. Let me read that. And you click on it, and it's asking for a subscription. You're like, I'm not that interested in it. Like, I would have spent a couple minutes reading it, but you know what? I'm not going to, my wallet's downstairs. I'm not going to just subscribe to this thing, and then I don't want to unsubscribe to it. And that's the problem. And that is the major problem. And it's how journalism has been dying, is that, you know, you used to have to buy, you bought a newspaper for 50 cents and you could read it for a whole day.
Yeah.
Right?
You can read it for a couple of days if you wanted to.
You can read it for a couple of days, right? You can read it for a couple of days.
Some of it was old news, but...
You know? It's like, if you know how, if you know, like, the New York Times was in sections, right? Like, you would pull out the finance section, you pull out the sports section. That was for a certain class of people that would read it at home. Why was the New York Post and the Daily News in one thing? That's the people that went on the trains. That's who people went to work with. They carried it in one thing. It's like how those things were designed. And now you're right, it's dying. And you're right, it's kind of sad. Now, The Athletic, again, I can't, you know, I'll encourage people to subscribe to it. It's got really good articles and really good insight. And I read it every day. But you're right, it's kind of sad that it's dying. All right, The Dumb is coming up next. We'll also talk some Pac-12 football this hour as we continue. It's Wake Up Call.
Is Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, we got Wayne Cook in 15 minutes, former UCLA quarterback, now sideline reporter. We're going to talk some Pac-12 football as we get closer to the weekend. And, of course, Oregon and Colorado. Caleb Williams at USC. UCLA is ranked. So is Oregon State. Washington State. A lot of fun in the Pac-12. But it's coming to an end. So we'll talk to him about that. We got the good, the bad, and the dumb continuing it. Did the bad, and now it's time for the dumb of the day.
The dumb of the day, Matko Miljevic.
Very good, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it sounded right, right?
It sounded right.
All right, we'll go with it. He is an MLS player with Montreal.
Okay.
He had his contract terminated because he was playing in an amateur league under a different name, where he got into a fight and punched an opposing player in the face.
Okay, if you're going to go into something with a fake name, don't you want to make sure no one sees you or notices you at all?
See, the reason why he joined this league was because he felt he wasn't getting enough playing time.
Gotcha.
With Montreal, so he joined this amateur league, just a regular old, like, you know, Sunday, Saturday day league or whatever it might be. And just playing under a different name. Now, I've heard players doing this before, but I've never heard a player, you know.
It's not in their contract that they are forbidden to do this.
Oh, no,
kind of
his contract's not terminated.
So, well, no. I mean, you said other players have done this. You mean other players have had permission to play soccer for somebody else?
I don't know if
in
they
an
did
other
it.
League.
I don't know if they did it during their career.
Okay.
You know, because most of the time the players you hear about are ones who don't worry about playing time.
Right.
But I have heard of players doing this, like, post-career. You know, playing under different names and just, well, you know, being quiet about it.
Yeah. I mean, if you're okay, when you're an athlete under contract, like, for example, soccer or basketball, you would have it in your contract. Like, NBA players would have it in their contract that they could play for the Olympic team.
Right.
They would say, look, you're not going to,
if you get called up.
Exactly. Like, if I can play in the Olympic team, I will. If I can play in the FIBA USA team, I will. But they'll say things like in the contract, like, you can't go skydiving. You can't go water jet skiing. Nyheim Hines is lost for the year because he went jet skiing, and the Bills are looking into that to see if he breached his contract so they don't have to pay him.
Yeah.
Right? Happens all the time. That's why I remember telling you guys the story about there was a player for the Colorado Rockies named Clint Barmas. He suffered a shoulder injury and was out. He was going to miss some time. He claimed, he said, I was at Todd Helton's ranch, and we went hunting, shot a deer, and I was carrying some deer meat upstairs to my apartment, and I fell on the stairs. And everyone went, oh, that's too bad. That's kind of sad. Oh, that's sad. And then
freak
they looked
accident.
Into it. Yeah. And they found out he was four-wheeling all over Helton's ranch and fell off one of the things. And it was like, oh, that's the story. It's the same thing. Brian Greasy one time suffered an injury where he said he tripped over the dog. There was a huge rumor that he got in a fight at a house party. Like, little things like that. They always try to go, oh, I shouldn't be doing X, and I'm going to say a lie.
Yep.
So I'm sure that the contract for Montreal was, you can't play soccer for somebody else and expect to get your money and your deal for us, and so you got to do a fake name. But when you're under a fake name, don't draw attention to yourself. You'd let everything go, wouldn't you?
Oh,
and is he not well enough known that he didn't get recognized, or somebody goes, is soccer such a big circle that nobody went, hey, I know you. Play for Montreal.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't think anyone would recognize him.
No,
he's
that's
not,
kind
he's
of wild.
Not a starter. I mean, first of all, yeah. even if you are a starter in the MLS, how often are you going to get
very
recognized?
Very true. You know what? I'll make a point. I bet if certain football players went to their local field, some of them wouldn't know.
You know what? I always say this. I give football players that slight little pass because they're always wearing helmets.
Sure.
So you don't really get to see their face. But if it's a baseball player, basketball player, you know, I might think this guy's a basketball player because he's 7 feet tall, but I don't know 100% sure. Maybe he's just a tall guy.
But if Max Fried walked into this studio, Atlanta Braves pitcher, I would not recognize Max Fried.
No, I wouldn't either.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh. No. I'll just take your word for it that you're Atlanta Braves pitcher Max Fried.
And that's one of the things. I mean, how many we've worked in radio stations for years now. Every once in a while, someone famous comes in the building, and you're just like looking like, I think I should know that guy.
I think I should know that person.
That guy is walking with three handlers. Three people.
That's right. That's right. Exactly.
Someone of importance, but I can't tell. But every single time I go to Radio Row, I'm at a loss sometimes because I'll see these guys walking around. I remember the first time Najee Harris walked by.
Yeah, sure.
I was like, oh, which linebacker is that? And that's when somebody turned to me and said, no, that's a running back.
I'm a Steeler fan. Najee I don't think I could pick Najee Harris out of a lineup.
I would now just because of the sheer size of him was like, if that's a running back, what do linebackers look
very like? True. Very, very true.
Because he was linebacker size. I was like, you don't tackle him.
That's right.
I mean, you don't.
So, all right, well done. So he's out.
He's out.
So he's no longer.
His contract's been terminated. I mean, maybe he'll find something somewhere else, but it's not going to be with Montreal or probably in the MLS.
Yeah. How come? I have a question about that. When I remember when the MLS first started and they had New England Revolution and they had the Colorado Rapids.
Right.
And the Houston Dynamo. Now, why is everything Miami FC and. Like, why are they borrowing that from international?
CF Montreal.
Why don't they just go, you know what? That's a little too copycat. We're just going to be the Nashville Sabretooths or something like that, like anything else. And just call them with a nickname like we do with everything else. I mean, I get it. I kind of understand. Like, you're borrowing it from the international level of soccer. That's pretty cool. Barcelona FC or whatever it is.
Just go Barcelona, Real Madrid. I mean, they go by the
Real Salt Lake.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I don't know, Real Salt
what is
Lake
that?
Is stupid.
What is that?
Every once in a while, you'll have a team like, you know, AC Milan. They use their AC, Athletic Club, because their crosstown rival, Inter Milan, is there.
Right. Inter Miami. Isn't it Inter Miami?
Inter Miami, yep.
Yeah.
So,
well, like, why are we doing that? Like, why don't you just go be the Miami Sun Devils or something? I don't care.
I'm going to say this. I 100% agree with you while we're borrowing Real, while we're borrowing Inter. I understand the FC, and I understand, like, Canadian being – Montreal being CF.
When you say you understand, what is it about it that
it's just because
you
it's,
understand?
It's just football club. That's what it stands for.
Well, yeah, no, I know, but why – but I know what it is. What I'm saying is, why would you use it? When in the United States, we're accustomed to logos with animals and different things like that. In order, it's not killing its popularity. I get it, but it feels like it's borrowing something it shouldn't really be borrowing.
Oh no, it definitely is.
You know what I mean?
It's definitely borrowing a name. I mean, and you know, I think FC Dallas might have been the first one to do it.
Yeah, it's like if I built a golf course and I called it Royal Summerdale. And someone said, why'd you call it that? Well, don't they call those royal courses in England? Yeah, but you're not in, that's not, no.
But
no,
you're not a knight.
Yeah, right. Like, what are you talking about? Like, it feels a little, now again, granted, Nashville SC, where I live, they got a cool logo. It's kind of neat. Like, people wear the gear and they have the badges on the cars, the stickers on the car. They're neat. It's cool. I just kind of like,
I do.
But
I think they're trying to set themselves apart from the other American sports.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's a good reason.
But you know,
that's
a good reason. I mean, the first group that comes in, I mean, or you know, it's like we had them all, like LA Galaxy, Houston
LA Galaxy,
Dynamo, Chicago,
Philadelphia
Fire.
Union. Yeah, they all had like nicknames.
Yeah, because
and then the
we
newer ones,
to.
No nicknames. You know, you almost like can look at an MLS standings and find like the pioneer teams
exactly,
and then the newer teams.
DC United was probably the closest. Like, well, that's kind of like the other ones.
Yeah. And it makes it tough for American broadcasters because we're used to saying things like they're going to Miami to face the Dolphins. Right. Like a sentence like that.
Right.
In a broadcast. But instead, you're like, we're going to Miami to face Inter Miami. You would go, that's too redundant. So now I'm going to go, they have to go to South Florida to take on Inter Miami, or just say they're going on the road to face Inter Miami, and then you can't spice it up a little bit. So, but nevertheless, it works. I mean,
someday
I'm sure Inter
they
Miami
might just be,
sounds cooler.
They might just be known as Inter Miami Messi.
Right. Exactly.
We're playing the Messies tonight.
The Messi Miamis.
In 100 years Messies. From now, I was like, why is this team called Messi, Dad?
Exactly.
Well, son.
Goodness. All right. Again, Pac-12 with Wayne Cook is coming up.